Leading the news this morning, the flood threat in Traralgon in Victoria's east has been downgraded from major to moderate. The Traralgon Creek has peaked lower than expected at 4.3 metres. Rainfall in the area has eased this morning. Earlier, residents living along the creek were advised to leave their homes, with up to 100 properties under threat. The Chief of Army has issued a very blunt message to his personnel in the wake of a new sex email scandal. In a video message on YouTube, Lieutenant General David Morrison says he'll be ruthless in weeding out anyone who can't live up to the military's values. Fairfax Radio has taken one of its Perth presenters off the air after he asked the Prime Minister whether her partner Tim Matheson was gay. Howard Sattler was asking Julia Gillard about a series of rumours and innuendos. Fairfax Radio has apologised to the Prime Minister and Mr Matheson and has suspended Mr Sattler pending an internal inquiry. South Australia looks likely to become the third jurisdiction to sign up to the federal government's school funding plan. The Prime Minister's in Adelaide this morning and is expected to announce a deal has been struck. So far, only New South Wales and the ACT have come on board. And News Corp boss Rupert Murdoch has filed for divorce from his wife Wendy Dang. The company has confirmed the split. The couple married in 1999 and have two daughters. Wendy Dang is the media mogul's third wife.